Coach, how about starting us off with your opening thoughts, and then we'll open it up for questions here.
I just felt like, they shot the ball extremely well to start the game, and we didn't shoot the ball very well at all, so we couldn't get into our full court pressure defense like we would like to have gotten into, and just dug ourselves too big of a hole early in the game to try to overcome a good basketball team like Mount Vernon is.
Just talk about Shelton at the start, got them off to that big, comfortable lead, and it didn't seem like you, obviously she racked up 29, was hot all night.
Yeah, she shot the ball extremely well, and we were making a little run there in the second quarter. She banks in a three even. So it was definitely her night. She did a little wrong in that game.
Coach, can you talk about throwing the inside, going up against large players such as Moore?
We've faced a lot of big players in our schedule. We got a pretty difficult schedule, and I thought we did a pretty reasonable job on her all night. I just felt like, Shelton really shot the ball well, and Houck shot the ball well for him and hit some big baskets for us. And, we just shot the ball very poorly for us.
This is your first state appearance. While talk about the experience, what do you hope to take away, your team to take away from this for younger players?
Well, we're living the dream going into the night. It's every high school kid's dream to play in a state championship game, and I wish the dream would have been a little bit better, but I think the kids that's coming back next year in our program gained a lot of experience, a lot of pride in their program. The four girls sitting with me are 83-13 in 4 years of playing at Hamilton Heights, with two sectionals, a regional, semi-state, and a state runner-up appearance. So they've been a vital part of our program, and they're going to be sorely missed after this year. I couldn't be more prouder of the four set at the table than any player I've coached in my life.
If any of the girls could address just the biggest difference between the first time you played them and winning by nine at their place and tonight, what was so much different? They're shooting and you're being off? Or?
Well, the first game, we're up 28-11 at the end of the first quarter, and we probably shot 75-80% from the field with six threes in the first quarter. So we shot the ball extremely well there, and tonight I'm looking at the stats in front of me. We're 5-10 and 8-22 at the 3-point line, which is not horrible, but 17-50 from the field. So. They beat us on the boards. We didn't get to the offensive board like we needed to, missing shots. So didn't turn them over near as much as what we planned on. But I thought in the third quarter, the fourth quarter, we really played the brand of basketball that we've played all year. We really got after them and caused a lot of turnovers. And like I said, it was just too big of a hole to get out of.
Ladies, thanks for your time.
Thank you.